What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, if you're a Yankee fan or you're Brian Cashman, you're Aaron Boone, and you're sitting there going, this is what it's supposed to be. I mean, not going to happen every game. We know that. But 9 home runs and to start the game with 3 home runs like that was just absolutely amazing.
Yes.
What are you saying?
No. There was a name that I was trying to remember.
Okay.
With Al earlier, we were talking about something and I couldn't remember the guy's name. You know how things just pop in your head out of nowhere? Like minutes later?
Yeah, but I'm having a conversation with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I wasn't interested about right, what you were okay. saying. I was interested
you
in trying to remember.
You were not interested about the Yankees starting a game with 3 home
runs?
Of course,
I'm kidding. I opened the show with it. Of course, I was interested. I just was joking. But it just popped in my head in that moment.
What's the name?
Well, I don't want to say it now.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't know the context of what we were talking about.
All right, okay.
But I remembered it.
I think I know the context of what you're talking about. You're talking about brown shoes?
No. I'm not okay. talking about brown shoes. I'm talking about something before you came in that we were talking about. It was a former NFL player. I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I was like, oh, what the hell was his name? And then bang, you go 3 home runs. And then it just popped in my head. I said, oh, that's what it was. And I hit it before I forgot it into the talk back to Al. And then it distracted you.
And Al thought it was brown shoes. You were naming.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about brown. I'm talking about remember the other thing I was talking about? Do you? The person who...
I do.
All right, good.
You are paying attention.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so
right.
Brown shoes, for those who don't know who we're talking about, is the guy who pooped on us yesterday.
Well, he didn't really.
Well, I mean, he kind of did. You walked right into it, so...
Well, he was using a toilet, but it just so happened to be a very, very powerful smell that I walked into. It was like as if I had opened an oven door and there was a turd in the oven.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word powerful because that's exactly what the Yankees were last night. I mean, how intimidating is that when you have those three guys? And the fact is that Stanton was in right field and Judge was DH. And then there's this little thing going on. I don't necessarily know that Aaron Boone let anything out of the bag between Aaron, Judge, and Boone. Everybody's looking for controversy, and I think the Yankees are going to be really careful with Aaron's arms, you know, with his right throwing arm, and it seems like Aaron feels like he's feeling better and probably wants to start playing in the field. But right now, the Yankees are going to be really careful about that and cautious about that. But it was just, you know, that's what the Yankees are supposed to be. I can't wait to listen to Brandon Tierney later on today.
Because
this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Now we're back on track and everything's going to be fine. And I'm telling you, the end of the season schedule for them sets up perfectly for them. If they don't catch Toronto, they may catch Toronto. Who knows? I think they have a really good chance. And I feel pretty good about, you know, obviously their chances of making the playoffs. You and I said this, that they will be a playoff team regardless. They're just too good. And, you know, I don't know about their starting pitching, and Max Fried's got to pick his game up. But I feel like their bullpen is finally settling down a little bit. I feel like the Mets' bullpen is finally settling down a little bit. And the Mets are getting, you know, they're hitting, And they're finally starting to hit with runners in scoring position. So, like, both baseball teams are in a good spot right now. The question is, for the Mets, they have a hell of a schedule.
In September.
The Yankees, the opposite.
Yep. A couple of things you mentioned there. You talked about Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. And if people missed it yesterday on with BT and Sal, Aaron Boone. And I guess in the first couple of seconds of the interview, there were two Boonies within the first minute.
They did that on purpose.
Really? I don't think so.
Yeah, because they said that Recco said an over-under.
Oh, he did? Okay.
They were very aware of
they
it.
They were aware of it, damn it.
So aware of it.
I wasn't sure. I thought that they, you know, they had big pre-show meetings. I didn't think they were listening to us during that time.
Do they do whiteboard meetings?
Not anymore. I think they used to.
They don't need to.
Yeah, of course not. Well, who knows what they need to do, you know what I'm saying? Different shows, different things.
We can't worry about that. We can only worry about ourselves, but if we can help them in any way, we're here to help.
Of course, always supporting.
Want to promote them, want to talk about them.
Indeed.
Unless we're told not to talk about them.
Right, of course.
And by the way, just so you know.
Huh?
Just so you know, speaking about things to talk about and not talk about, Aaron Boone and BT, you know, Boone scolded BT for getting thrown out of the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that was, he probably didn't love that, BT. You know, deep down, I don't know what his outward
reaction
was.
You have a major league manager questioning you and your actions on your son's baseball field.
By the way, a guy who gets thrown out a decent amount, Aaron Boone. Like, he's very, very quiet for most of the season, but when he goes, and he gets tossed.
And he goes, come on, man. Like, I kind of heard the interview, and I was...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Interested to see whether or not they were going to bring it up, and they brought it up.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part, so hopefully Jerry has it a little bit later. But anyway, so Aaron Boone's on with BT and Sal. They talk about Aaron Judge playing the field, and, you know, he gives this, you know, I'm not so sure, we're going to see that, and the timetable. And then they go to Aaron Judge with that, and then Aaron Judge says, I don't know why he would say that. He hasn't seen me throw in a while. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
He's the manager. He's a player that's there every day.
Yeah.
And they interact every day. Did they just not talk to each other?
I was going to ask you the same question.
I've never been in the baseball locker room, so I don't know for 160.
So where is he throwing where Aaron Boone isn't around?
I read last week that he and Stanton were playing catch.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what was happening. And where is Aaron Boone during this? He's not watching this? Or he's just getting reports from the trainers or whoever else?
You would think that they would be interacting. Maybe he was on a phone call with Brian Cashman or the analytics department or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but also you would think that he would immediately, if Aaron Judge is throwing, I mean, because it's such a big deal in lineup construction if Aaron Judge is a DH or not. But you would think if he knows he's throwing, he would ask him right after that, hey, how do you feel what happened and not just talk to the trainer. It's a little bit of a weird one. I'm not going to make a controversy out of it. It's just a little strange.
I am happy, though, that the writers were listening to the interview with Sal and BT because they got information that they didn't have.
Right.
And then they just hurriedly ran over to Aaron Judge and started saying, "Did you hear what Aaron Boone said? Did you hear what Aaron Boone said?" Just slap all these guys around a little bit. And just like, come on,
they're
man.
They're doing what they have to do. If I was in that position, I'd do the same thing. You got to go and ask them.
I guess you got to go get some information.
Yeah. You know, it's a long season, a little juice. Why not? Go run over, get a quote. Ended up being a little bit of a story for them yesterday.
Yankee baseball, he hit home runs. They hit home runs.
He was great.
Stands out in the outfield. I mean, everything's good. Caballero hits a couple home runs against his former team. I mean, come on. Does get much better than that.
No, it certainly doesn't, especially with, you know, having both of them. Because we had two stretches this year where, you know, the Yankees and Mets basically went through an entire week without winning a game between them. So when you come in and you have two rocking chair victories like that, home runs all over the place, you know, watching these guys do what we expected them to do offensively for a night is great.
Especially Mark Vientos.
Yeah, who, you know me, I love Mark Vientos.
Love yourself some Mark Vientos, that's for sure.
He definitely is one of those guys that I will over-defend because I believe in him. So when things aren't going well, I always got his back. I'm fully aware of it. Like, there's people that'll throw, well, he was this bad for this long or whatever, and I totally hear it, but to me, he's got that star power in him, and I wish it was more consistent, but he's getting going now, man. And, you know, you saw his opposite field home run, his previous one. He pulls this one with his power.
What was the exit velocity on that?
I have no idea, man. I don't know. I have no clue what the exit velo was on that. I could find it for you if you'd like, but it was nice to see. And in this guy, man, and Beatty, too. I mean, that's the huge difference with this lineup. If those guys...
Of course.
I mean, it just like makes it so much longer as opposed to, like, you get the Fab Four and then Black Hole, you know?
Yeah, I know that. The problem with those two guys is they like to roll over pitches a lot, and they hit into double plays as well.
Sure.
So it's not a good thing.
No, which is not.
Double but I feel good this thing. Morning, you know, seeing both teams win and the way that they won, and especially David Peterson, who's been the most consistent starting pitcher for the Mets the entire season.
I mean, 8 innings? My God.
Hey, remember our game last year? We went to a game.
Yeah.
You remember who they were playing?
I don't know. I don't, actually.
Nationals.
Oh, they're playing the Nationals.
And who was on the mound?
David Peterson. I do remember that.
And what happened last night?
David Peterson against the Nationals.
Could this be a sign?
Maybe, because they were playing great after we went to that game. You know what David Peterson was doing last night? Shoving.
He was what?
He was shoving.
I thought he was dealing.
He was shoving.
What is shoving? What is that?
Shoving's the new dealing. He was shoving.
Is?
Oh, yeah.
Is this like,
yeah,
like kids slang? This is what they say when they're 16?
No, I don't think it's kids. I think it's now everybody in baseball.
Who says I've never heard that. This is the first
heard a guy shoving?
No, I've heard a guy dealing.
No, he's shoving.
He's dealing.
No, he was shoving
he's
last
dealing.
Night. You are so far
I
in
don't
the
care
past.
How far I am off of whatever. He's, I'm telling you,
he went
dealing.
Out there and shoved.
He was dealing.
He went out there and shoved.
He's dealing.
Okay, fine. Old man terminology spot.
Oh, stop with that old man terminology spot crap. I'm sick of it.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.